They pack one small, complete life into suitcases, one suitcase for two with their mother and backpacks. They were evacuating in a large group, six people and two cats. There was no room on the crowded train, so the conductor let them sit right in the vestibule. The journey was long, with constant stops in the steps. And the next day, the family learned blood-chilling news. The next day, there was an arrival at our station and the station in Kramatorsk. Fortunately, the missile did not explode in our city, but there were terrible consequences in Kramatorsk. It was very scary to read and understand that we could have ended up there.